News, I'm Ben Thomas. Results of the investigation into how actor Gene Hackman died. New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Jarrell says Hackman died a full week after his wife.
The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman, aged 65 years, is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural.
Russian missiles and drones pounded Ukrainian energy facilities overnight. For the first time, Ukraine deployed French Mirage 2000 warplanes to help repel the attack. Sagar Magani reports President Trump is weighing new sanctions and tariffs on Russia.
The president says he's strongly considering new pressure, given Russia is, quote, absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. His social media post comes days after he ordered the U.S. to pause military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Asked if Vladimir Putin's taking advantage of the lull.
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do.
The president again questioned whether Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is committed to a deal for ending the war.
It may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Top Trump aides will meet with Ukrainian officials next week in Saudi Arabia. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
In France, an unexploded bomb from World War II caused hours of chaos on rail and road networks around Paris. Disposal experts managed to unscrew and then destroy the fuse of the half-ton British-made bomb. And a new count on the measles outbreak. Health officials say West Texas now has almost 200 cases, and New Mexico's case number has tripled to 30. One Texas child died of measles last week. This is AP News. Employers added a solid 151,000 jobs last month, up from a revised 125,000 in January. The unemployment rate ticked back up to 4.1%. The federal government shed 10,000 jobs. Economists expect President Trump's layoffs will have a bigger impact in the March report. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after careening through another wild day. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% after erasing an earlier loss of more than 1%. Markets have been whipsawed this week because of worries about the economy and uncertainty about what President Trump will or won't do with tariffs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 222 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.7%. Treasury yields ended higher in the bond market after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the economy looks strong enough to wait before the Fed makes its next move on interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.